This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Paul says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger," or angelos, "the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I pleaded with the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. When I read that verse, there's the truth. It's not butchered by my interpretation or yours. My grace is sufficient for you. The Lord Jesus Christ says, you know, sometimes we just need a little bit more than grace. I mean, sometimes when you're in the middle of a fight, grace is like getting socks for Christmas. You know what I mean? I got grace last year, Lord. I need deliverance this year. I need something I can get my hands around. But Jesus says, my grace is sufficient. It's all that you need. That's what we're looking at here today. This is part 3 of 4 of a message I preached a couple of weeks ago entitled Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. Let's get right into the word. You're invited out to Island tonight, 6 o'clock. We are in Acts chapter 25. We'd love to see you 6 o'clock tonight, 1000 North Banana River Drive. Let's get right into the word now.
A thorn in the flesh was given to me. All right, thorn. It's the word scolops, meaning a stake or a sharp spike. Something with a point on it, like an awl. A-W-L. Here's a good definition. Something which causes severe pain or constant irritation. Probably some bodily infirmity, sickness, or weakness. So, lest I exalt myself and be proud over the fact that I've been to heaven and I've seen things that you haven't, this spike was given to me, this thorn in the flesh, this painful spike, sickness, illness, and Satan was the deliverer of the thorn, but not the cause of it. He was the deliverer of it, a messenger of Satan. And the Greek word for messenger, any guesses? Say that again, Mark.
Angelos.
Angel. Notice the definite article in this text. The angel. The angel of Satan. Now you want to go home and pray for a thorn in the flesh like Paul had? I don't recommend that. Thorn in the flesh was a hissing demon that he had. You don't want this. Go on out and help some little old lady across the street. Don't pray for a demon. Okay? Your life will be much better that way. Lest I be exalted above measure, because of the things that I've seen, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the angel of Satan. Next it says, to buffet me. Greek word, Colaphizo, K-O-L-A-P-H-I-Z-O, Colaphizo. This word means to punch in the face and to strike with your fist. It means to come up and deck someone with a sock in the jaw. That's what the word means. The angel of Satan, lest I be exalted. So whoever did this wanted Paul to remain humble and not to be puffed up with pride, thinking he was somebody special because he's been to heaven and we haven't. I mean, that could make you proud, wouldn't it? I mean, couldn't it? I've been to heaven. You read books all the time of people that go to heaven. I mean, people go to heaven every other week, yuck it up with God all the time. Yo, Holy Spirit, what's up? But John sees him, he says he falls at his feet like a dead man. Isaiah sees him and says, woe is me, I'm ruined. People write books, see him, he's their pal. Lest I be exalted, I'm in verse 7. Lest I be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the angel of Satan, to buffet me. And he says it again, lest I be exalted above measure. Now for this thing, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. All right. So Paul's pleading with the Lord. That's this word, parakaleo, means to plead. It means to have veins coming out of your neck and on your forehead. Pleading. I pleaded with the Lord, not once, not twice, but three times that this thing might be removed from me. Funny, if this came from Satan, why didn't he just rebuke the demon and command it to leave, like he does at other times? But Paul's got a demon, and he can't do anything about it. Paul pleads with the Lord three times. Lord, please take this away from me. Lord, how do you expect me to serve you? How do you expect me to fulfill my calling when I've got this demon dogging me? Now, to be honest, from this context, of this text, it doesn't appear to be sickness that he has here. He's got some kind of demon that's causing something severe to happen to him. Verse 9. Now, all right, 8. For this thing I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. But grace is not the exact thing that I was hoping for. I was hoping for a bazooka. Grace. See, I want to crown this demon. I'll take grace tomorrow. I want the bazooka today. You know what I mean? Grace. I can't put my hands on that. You say you're suffering from something really bad and you plead with the Lord for deliverance, and all he gives you in your struggle is grace. Grace, Lord? But I got grace last year. How about deliverance? How about that bazooka? So what does he mean by this? I mean, sort of like getting socks for Christmas. I need something a little more than that. Grace. Now this note here comes from Bible teacher John MacArthur. What is grace? Why is grace better than a bazooka for me? I guess right off the bat I'd say, I can't win a spiritual battle with a bazooka, now can I? How can I kill someone a million years old with a bazooka? How does that scripture go? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty by God to the pulling down of strongholds. I've got the power that no bazooka can come near. It's Christ in me, hope of glory. Keep your bazooka. Okay, grace. What is grace? Grace is a I quote, "Grace is a terribly misunderstood word. Defining it succinctly is notoriously difficult. Some of the most detailed theology textbooks do not offer any concise definition of the term. Someone has proposed an acronym. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense." Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. That's not a bad way. I go on with the quote here. I'm quoting someone else. That's not a bad way to characterize grace, but it's not sufficient theological definition. One of the best known definitions of grace is only three words. God's unmerited favor. You write that down. What is grace? God's unmerited favor. I like that. A.W. Tozer explains this. Grace is the good pleasure of God that inclines him to bestow benefits on the undeserving. Unquote. So grace is not merely unmerited favor. It's favor bestowed on sinners who deserve wrath. Showing kindness to a stranger is unmerited favor. Doing good to one's enemies is more the spirit of grace. Grace is not an abstract quality, but a dynamic, active, working principle. Titus 2:11, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men." Grace is God's sovereign initiative to sinners, Ephesians 1:5. Grace is not a one-time event in the Christian experience. We stand in grace, Romans 5:2. The entire Christian life is driven and empowered by grace. Hebrews 13:9, it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace and not by foods. Peter said we should grow into grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Thus, we could properly define grace as the free and benevolent influence of a holy God operating sovereignly in the lives of undeserved sinners. And this grace, the Lord says, is all that we need. Friend, church family, all you need is God's favor in your life directed at you. That's all you need. God's favor on you. God looks down on you and you are in his favor. Your name is engraved in the palm of his hands.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.